Here's our weather brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year long. Chance of showers today and will be at about 85 or so. It's a 30% chance of rain today and tonight. It goes up to a 60% chance of rain tomorrow, and the temps will remain about the same. Getting warmer as we head to the weekend, close to 90 degrees on Saturday with cloudy skies, and Sunday sunshine and 90. How's that? 70 right now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They still want justice. Michael Brown's family will file a wrongful death lawsuit today against Ferguson, Missouri, nearly 9 months after the 18-year-old was killed in a much-protested police shooting.
The legacy to Michael Brown Jr. should be that instead of just striving to make a lot of noise, we strive to make a difference.
That's family attorney Benjamin Crump back in November. Officer Darren Wilson was not charged by the state or Justice Department. European leaders are considering taking military action against the smugglers in Libya, sending migrants on boats that have been sinking in the Mediterranean. They're also talking about improving search and rescue missions to save those migrants at a meeting today in Malta. A memorial service for the worst sinking of all over the weekend when 800 are feared to have died. Only 24 bodies have been recovered. As Hillary Clinton runs for president again, the Democratic frontrunner is facing more scrutiny over foreign donations to the Clinton Foundation while she was Secretary of State, from a forthcoming book and now the New York Times. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
A New York Times story details a uranium mining rights deal approved by the State Department, linking the Canadian and Russian-owned company at the heart of that deal with donations made to the Clinton Foundation. The chairman of that company used his family foundation to make more than $2 million in donations to the Clinton charity. It was not disclosed, despite an agreement Hillary Clinton had made with the White House to list donors. A Clinton campaign spokesman says the uranium deal was approved by many agencies, including Canada's government, suggesting any undue influence is utterly baseless. Dave.
Jared, Loretta Lynch could get the job as Attorney General today. The Senate is expected to vote on her confirmation that's been delayed for months. Sentencing today in North Carolina for David Petraeus, the Army general who resigned as CIA director in scandal for sharing classified information with the biographer he was having an affair with. Petraeus pleaded guilty. Prosecutors are seeking probation, not prison time. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
This is your 2015 Toyota Tundra, your castle on wheels. And in it, you rule. If you want to drive over mountains, go ahead. Through rivers, no problem. Roads, who needs roads? This truck can handle the toughest terrains, and its nav system can take you to well out of the way places and back again. So turn that key and you're off. Nothing holding you back. Free to roam the open road.
Daddy, are we almost there?
But first, a little ballet.
Yeah, sweetie. Couple more minutes.
Have your truck your way with the 2015 Toyota Tundra. With stylish design, bold exterior, comfortable interior, and latest technology, it's Texas built for today's truck driver. Right now, lease a dependable new 2015 Tundra Double Cab V8 for $349 a month for 24 months with $29.99 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 5/4/15.
Some of the designs that David Gardner's created have really kind of become well-known throughout the community because it has that look. You know it's a David Gardner creation, but they also can customize it for you so that it does become a one-of-a-kind just for you. But David Gardner has always thought about the function of jewelry. Yes, you want it to be eye-catching, maybe sometimes breathtaking, But also, there is a function and a value to jewelry, and that's important, too, and David Gardner's knows that. So as you get ready to make a selection, know that all those things are taken into account. Now, you may find something that's already in the case, designed that's just what you're looking for. It may be that you'd like to have it customized a little bit. That can be done, and also they can create something for you as well. Now, Mother's Day is coming up, just, you know, kind of a little heads up there. So maybe a first-time mother, how about a present from David Gardner's? That'd be kind of special. Don't forget, they're an authorized Rolex dealer, and they have authorized Rolex service as well. But most importantly, they have creations for you, not only from David and his guys and gals who do design, but also from other designers. David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Flying V Rentals. If your oil field or construction site is in need of porta-potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is the only call you need to make. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity in everything they do, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24/7, 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 512-466-2975. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.
WTEW News Time is 7:06. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Bryan City officials are still working on new skate parks. Mayor Jason Byinski says the current direction is one big skate park where one used to exist at Williamson Park.
We've had one around the golf course, Williamson Park for many years. We've dismantled it because it was unsafe for use. So we're going to look at probably having a larger version there.
Byinski projects a timeline of 6 to 8 months since money has already been budgeted. Action at Tuesday night's College Station School Board meeting included the next projects approved by voters in the November 2013 bond issue. The board set the guaranteed maximum price for deferred maintenance at College Station Middle School and Rock Prairie Elementary, which is $305,000 under the district's planning amount. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says work at Rock Prairie continues what was started last year. The focus at CSMS is solving drainage issues.
There's some real issues over there with the crawl space underneath the building, with water draining towards the building and staying there.
There was also a status report for all of the 2013 bond projects in the pipeline. You can read the update on our website at WTAW.com. The City of College Station is seeking feedback through a housing survey.
The brief survey, targeted to both the general public and housing professionals, was created in conjunction with the city's five-year consolidated planning process for grants received through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
After that, we do a strategic plan where we outline different priority needs and then design goals to meet those strategies over the next five-year period.
Brian Piszczaczek, community development analyst, says regular planning and reporting is done to continue receiving the grants. The survey is available through Thursday, April 30th. Go online to cstx.gov/cdsurvey. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Multiple Bryan police officers were involved in tracking down a citizen's report of gunfire yesterday afternoon in the area of Villa Maria and Cavett. Sergeant Ryan Bonas says that they found someone target shooting with a handgun into a creek bed behind Shipwreck Grill. That resulted in a Bryan resident receiving a ticket for illegal discharge of a firearm.
Unless you're at a valid shooting range or somewhere where that's acceptable. And definitely not in a creek bed behind a restaurant.
Bonas said they were notified by concerned citizens who saw two men reacting to the shots fired and called to report suspicious activity. The two men were an off-duty deputy and someone who had a concealed handgun license. The Texas House this week passed legislation to allow open carry of firearms. District 12 Representative John Rainey was among those supporting House Bill 910. Also voting yes was District 14 Representative Kyle Cassell.
Many of our constituents have called and expressed an interest in it. You know, goes back to our Second Amendment rights.
The state Senate previously approved open carry, which is also supported by Governor Abbott. WTAW News Time, 7:09 at 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Swarnerman Flooring. More news on the way at 7:30 or on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Don't miss the stirring finale of the BVSO season as Brigadier General Joe Ramirez, Commandant of the Texas A&M University Corps of Cadets, narrates Copeland's inspiring Lincoln portrait. Under the direction of Marcelo Busicki, this concert will be a moving tribute to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. Tickets for the April 26th concert are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
Spring is here, and now is the time to get fit at AeroFit. You can enroll for just a dollar. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. AeroFit has been voted best of the Brazos for over 10 years. That's because of AeroFit's excellent facilities, services, and staff. AeroFit is everything you and your family want in a health club. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff and exclusive Smart Start program, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Mention this ad and you can enroll for just a buck. Plus, if you are transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. It's never been easier. Join today and your body will thank you later.
Caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's is a difficult and challenging experience, and it's one you don't have to face on your own. Hudson Creek Alzheimer's Special Care Center is the only freestanding Alzheimer's community in the Brazos Valley. We have licensed nurses on site 24 hours a day. At Hudson Creek, we support independence, provide a sense of belonging, and create meaningful moments for our residents. Hudson Creek is on Coppercrest Drive in Bryan. Call 774-0700 to schedule a tour or visit geaseniorliving.com. License number 102654.
Good morning. It's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting. Just south of College Station, go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Considerably cloudy today with the potential for a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon, a high of 85. There could be some showers and thunderstorms around tonight. Some of them may be strong. Overnight lows are going to be close to 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy. The threat of showers and thunderstorms, again, they could be strong tomorrow, 85. Storms diminish tomorrow night, lows near 70. Clearing on Saturday and much warmer. Saturday afternoon's highs near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Aggie Baseball gearing up for LSU, the NBA playoffs, a track meet that had to be moved around here locally, and more coming up in sports at 7:50.
All right, checking Craigslist to see what's free out there today.
Oh, good.
We haven't done that in a while. Somebody is in search of a twin box spring mattress for free, if you want to give it to them. All the dogs seem to be in Houston today. They have free goats in Houston as well.
Oh, goats.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, exactly. Free non-working refrigerator.
Oh.
They misspelled refrigerators.
How can you misspell F-R-I-G?
I'm just saying. They just did. A broken dresser is free in Caldwell if you want to go pick that up. And a blender motor is free.
A blender. But just the motor?
I guess so. I don't know. Just saying. That's the free stuff we have here. Sometimes being a smaller community, you don't get nearly the array of free stuff. Free stuff. You ought to look for that. So the home of the San Francisco Giants may become the first city in U.S. America to outlaw chewing tobacco from its playing fields. Now, does that include the Major League Park as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Hello?
Oh, Scott, hey, I'm just wondering, are you trying to restart Tradio?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm really not. No, I'm not. Yeah, that...
That used to be a fun back in the day. And again, we tell the story that Tradio started here. It started in Bryan College Station, the name Tradio. And the guy left here and he went to work for KTRH in Houston. And it expanded from there, but it did. It started at the old KORA AM back at 1240 on your dial many years ago. Anyway, back to San Francisco on this tobacco thing. Supervisors on Tuesday voted unanimously to prohibit the use of smokeless tobacco at athletic fields, specifically singling out your baseball fields, which has a long history of obviously people chewing it and spitting it out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Chewing tobacco, spit.
Not the right message to be sending children. Well, is smoking still allowed on the athletic fields? Is consumption of alcoholic beverages allowed? I mean, if we're going to start talking about sending messages to children, there's a whole bunch of those, okay? The San Francisco ordinance, part of an overall push by the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids based in Washington, which targeted the city and California to promote its anti-smoking efforts. By the way, just kind of a different deal, heard yesterday that the state legislature in California passed a law that says you must vaccinate your children now.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now, I want you to think about that. Let's let that sink in just a little bit. And obviously in places like Marin County, there's, you know, a little bit of a protest about that. But we have a story here later on today. Once again, another report showing that that vaccinations are safe. And, you know, they're certainly go talk to your healthcare professional if you're a parent who has concerns about that. But find it interesting that California ends up being one of the states that will, in fact, tell you that your personal preferences, your religious beliefs, whatever it might be, that keeps you from getting your kiddos those inoculations that they need to go to school. That may be your choice, but understand that you will be in violation of state law, and I presume that would bar your child from being able to be in public schools. I don't know about private schools.
There were some allowances made for homeschooling and group homeschooling.
Okay,
in that.
All right. Well, I can certainly understand that, but there you go. That's California where they're doing that. 716. You know, the Supremes, they're busy. They get paid a lot of money. Got a lifetime appointment. It's a pretty good gig, but they have to decide on cases that they're going to hear because, after all, they do set the law of the land. They are the last court, the final judgment. The U.S. Supreme Court this week has rejected an appeal by the owner of a Phoenix-area spa that ran afoul of Arizona state regulations that barred her from providing pedicures in which the clients had their feet nibbled on by fish.
Oh, yeah, those.
Yeah, the fish pedicures.
Mm-hmm.
The high court's action ends a years-long case over fish pedicures, which have become a popular alternative to the exfoliation for some spa-goers in recent years, but they're banned in some U.S. states for health and safety reasons. The procedure involves customers placing their little footies in a water tank that's filled with toothless Gararufa fish.
And they just nibble on the dead skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Actually, they basically suck the dead tissue off your feet.
Yeah.
And leaving them feeling softer. That would probably take a little getting used to, I'm just saying.
I'm sure,
I don't know.
But what's the issue? Sanitation?
Yeah, probably so.
Or sanitary conditions?
Yeah, right. They don't know. Well, you know. Yeah. They don't know where those fish have been. Yeah, sure about that.
Probably because they were serving it at the restaurant later.
That's right. Take that finger out of your
ear. Man.
Take that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
No, it didn't even go there.
Yeah, well, just in case people didn't know. Sandra Bullock, congratulations. She's been named the world's most beautiful woman by People magazine.
Did you hear her reaction?
Yeah, which I get. Sandra Bullock seems like a real person. I'm not sure if she is or not.
I bet she is.
Anyway, here's some of them. Number eight is Gabrielle Union. Is that her name? Not only talented and stunning, but also hilarious and down to earth. You know, mm-hmm. She's number eight. Number seven is Shay Mitchell. Plays Emily on ABC's Family. Also Pretty Little Liars. Number six, actress and dancer Jenna Dewan Tatum. Number five is Laverne Cox. From Orange is the New Black. Number four, Meghan Trainor, the All About the Bass singer. Number three is Traji Henson, who you may not have known 2 years ago. She used to be on a television show called Person of Interest, but she is Cookie on Empire, which is a pretty hot show, apparently. Number two would be Gigi Hadid, a 19-year-old model, and again, number one, Sandra. She called it ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Heard the news and just said, nope. A-List maintains that real beauty is quiet, like being a good person, a good mom, and letting somebody in a hurry cut in front of you in line. Wow, she don't belong in Hollywood, does she?
No. No.
Golly. Oh, if that's the way she's living her life, gosh. Don't you know you're supposed to be far more important? Trucker in Arkansas allegedly traded $50,000 in lunch meat for some crack cocaine.
Oh.
That is a lot of turkey.
It's the barter system, right? No, I mean, you know.
No trade backs. No.
Yeah, he's doing business. Authorities say Larry Don Bowen was hired to deliver cold cuts to locations in Florida and Alabama, but at some point on that trip, the truck went missing. Company had hired him and obviously used satellite navigation. They could find the vehicle. When the police arrived, they said they found him snacking on some lunch meat on the sandwich. But the refrigerated trailer holding the rest of the meat was gone. I'm just going to save a little here for myself.
Wow.
Yes, indeed. He allegedly told police he had inadvertently traded the trailer full of meat to a pair of men who offered him some crack. Okay.
Just accidental?
I don't know. And we certainly don't know how much crack either, but.
About 50,000. No, probably about half that. About I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly right. Retail. Yeah. You're going to do street value.
There's a mark up there.
Oh, just saying. And then did you. I've always thought New Zealand would probably be a fascinating place to go. Any place where they have five times more sheep than they have people, you know, and it's kind of down there by itself. But apparently they've got a fun loving prime minister. John Kay has apologized, did that yesterday, for pulling the ponytail of a waitress who accused him of bullying. This is the prime minister of a country. The unnamed waitress in an Auckland cafe said on a blog site that the good prime minister had pulled her hair over several months, and initially she thought that he was being playful and jolly. However, she said that he kept pulling her hair when he visited the cafe over a six-month period and became increasingly annoyed by it. She wrote, he was like a schoolyard bully, tugging on a little girl's hair trying to get a reaction, experiencing that feeling of power over her. She said she finally confronted him in late March and threatened to hit him. Wow, it's the prime minister.
Well, you're pulling my hair, I'm going to hit you, too.
Sure. And said he returned to the cafe and gave her two bottles of red wine, said he was sorry. Just having a little fun, just funning around. Just, you know, you can't be doing that if you're the prime minister. 722, later on this hour, inventions that could change the world. Inventions that could change the world. And in just a minute, phrases and words that we got from Shakespeare.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
Come on down to Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822.
Come on down to Hillco, come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
What's all of this?
Most of my important documents, you know, client information, legal forms, documents, they never leave my site.
Well, have you heard of Embassy Records Management and Storage? They offer shredding and storage services.
Go on.
Embassy has a state-of-the-art system that enables you to store, track, and retrieve your items from your computer. Plus, they're local, so you'll get your files within 24 hours.
So I can store them, track them, and retrieve them whenever I want?
Exactly.
I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to EmbassyRMS.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:24. So today is Shakespeare's birthday. Had he taken better care of himself, he'd be like 425 years old, something like that. Words that we've gotten from Shakespeare. Some of them you might already know. Much Ado About Nothing. You know, we know that.
The show.
Yes. Right, there you go. Yeah. Knock knock. Who's there?
Get out.
What? From Macbeth. From Macbeth. Neither Here Nor There on Othello. Mum's the Word. For Goodness Sake. If You've Ever Been in a Pickle. That came from Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
Too Much of a Good Thing. If Someone Has Eaten You Out of House and Home. If You're in Stitches Over a Joke. All of those have come from Shakespeare. As well as Heart of Gold. Came from Henry V. Puking. See, just to show he's not all classy.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. Fashionable was first used by Shakespeare. Dead as a doornail. Give the devil his due. All of a sudden from Taming of the Shrew.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Full circle. Salad days. Foregone conclusion. And bedazzled. All of those came from Shakespeare. So there you are.
I'll be darned.
That's it. Yo!
Of course, my favorite's from Mary, Queen of Scots.
Yeah.
Every corner of his five.
Thank you. There you go. A lot of them. A lot of them out
there. He's pretty adept at, you know, making fun of you and you not even know it.
Exactly. It says here, and I did not know this, Assassination came from Macbeth. And Romeo and Juliet gave us A Wild Goose Chase. See, we got culture on this show.
Assassination? Just he just made up a word?
I'm going to have to go look up the etymology to see if that's the case. But, We'll have a look and see. 7:26, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 83, 84, something like that. We do have a slight chance of some showers in the afternoon, about 30% chance. 30% chance tonight as well with a low of 70. Tomorrow we'll double the chances, 60% chance of some thunderstorms with high is still about the same. And actually, we warm up a little bit as we head to the weekend. 87 on Saturday, close to 90 on Sunday, and sunshine out there. Then rain returns to the forecast on Monday. Right now, they tell us, at a 50-50 chance. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 6. 93% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we're looking at 70 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
There's a case at the Supreme Court that explains property rights in a nutshell, and it involves raisins. You see, during the Depression, the feds propped up prices of goods by creating programs to control the supply. The Raisin Administrative Committee was one of these programs. Each year, the committee managed the raisin supply by making farmers give part of their raisin crop to the government, which then sold or gave it away. Now, the Depression's long over, but the committee never went away. So in 2003, raisin farmers Marvin and Laura Horn turned over 30% of their crop to the government, more than 300 tons of raisins, without being paid for it. The previous year, they were forced to hand over 47%. Now, finally, the Horns told the Agriculture Department the program had caused poverty and involuntary servitude, so they were refusing to participate. The Raisin Committee sent a truck to get their raisins, and that didn't work, so the feds demanded that the farmers pay them the market value of the raisins that they couldn't confiscate. Now, the Horns argue the government's actions violate the Fifth Amendment Takings Clause, which says that private property cannot be taken for public use without just compensation. The Ninth Circus Court of Appeals went against the Horns. They ruled that Takings Clause refers to land only, not other private property. The Horns are now appealing this nonsense. Now, there's a word for what the feds are doing here. It's called theft. Good for these people, the Horns, for having the raisins, if you will, to fight it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
April is tax time, but it's also time for red tag savings, thanks to my good friends at Mahindra Tractors. Take your tax refund and invest it in caring for the land that you love with a new Mahindra tractor. This month only, the Mahindra E-Max 22 gear tractor with loader and select implements starts at just $186 a month. Mahindra will even throw in a $500 power package rebate, zero interest for 84 months, and Mahindra's famous 5-year warranty. And check out the new Mahindra Impact Extreme Utility Vehicle. It's a real workhorse, made in the USA, coming soon to a dealer near you. Learn more about the world's number one selling tractor at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normandy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the 30 minutes or less ER service pledge only at College Station Medical Center. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The committee working on the next bond issue for the College Station School District has finished its work. CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says the school board is expected to hear the recommendations in June.
Probably not in May, because that's our big awards, teacher awards and that sort of thing, board meeting, but most likely in the summer. The board would have to call, if it were going to call a bond election in November of 2015, that bond election would have to be called by August.
At this week's board meeting, administrators reported that the board's action last month to refinance more than $47 million in bonds cut the interest rate in half.
And over the life of the remaining life of those bonds, that's going to save taxpayers at College Station ISD approximately $4.7 million in interest payments. And the best part about that is that there was no extension of the terms of those bonds.
The board approved $2.5 million of deferred maintenance at Rock Prairie Elementary and College Station Middle School, which is a savings of $305,000 compared to the project budget. That's part of the 2013 bond package, where an update shared with the board is on our website at WTAW.com. Now through Thursday, April 30th, you can help the City of College Station by taking their housing survey.
The City of College Station is preparing a housing market analyst in conjunction with the consolidated plan process. Brian Piszczaczek, community development analyst, says part of this analysis is an online survey.
The great thing about doing the survey is that not only are we required to do a lot of outreach, we have a participation plan in place to receive citizen feedback. It's important for one to just look at, you know, the data that's provided, but then also supplement that with actual local response.
Piszczaczek says they are seeking feedback from realtors and developers to property owners and citizens regarding local housing needs. You can take the survey online at cstx.gov/cdsurvey. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
A variety of locations have been proposed for a new skate park in Bryan. Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the current direction is building one at Williamson Park, north of the municipal golf course.
I would say in this, within the next 6 to 8 months.
Okay.
Funds have been appropriated, so it's just a matter of design work and getting everything surveyed out.
Byinski says it will be larger compared to the skate park at Williamson that was removed because it was unsafe. A citizen's report of hearing gunfire yesterday afternoon resulted in several Bryan police officers responding to the area of Villa Maria and Cavett. Sergeant Ryan Bona says the police call was based on suspicions from concerned citizens of two men reacting to the gunfire, who turned out to be an off-duty deputy and someone with a concealed handgun license.
They were inside of the restaurant. Both of them reacted to hearing shots fired, believing that they were coming either from inside the restaurant or in the close vicinity.
Bonus said everyone responded appropriately to the incident, which resulted in no injuries or property damage.
When you hear gunshots, the best thing to do is call. We're very appreciative that people did call. It could have been a lot worse, but it turns out that it was just someone who was target shooting and created a little bit of excitement.
Police issued a ticket to someone firing their handgun into a creek bed behind Shipwreck Grill for illegal discharge of a firearm. State lawmakers have heard from cities about legislation affecting oil and gas exploration. That has included College Station officials sending emails to District 14 Representative Kyle Cassell.
The ordinances recently adopted by the City Council in 2014 and 15 will not be susceptible to any legal changes under HB 40, and that's important for the listeners to know.
College Station Councilman John Nichols says there are some potential legal challenges to the city expanding its protected areas.
The 600-foot setback now explicitly includes places of business, not just residences. We added explicit language about floodplains. Anybody that knows College Station knows we've got a lot of floodplain.
District 12 Representative John Rainey says cities still have the authority to control property setback and the amount of noise created by drilling and operating wells.
My biggest concern was that if we were to allow things to happen similar to what happened in Denton, that basically the residents of Bryan could lose their property rights and their right to recover the minerals under their ground.
Rainey and Cassell were among those voting for HB 40, which is also expected to pass the state Senate. Next week, Texas A&M is holding a reception for the retiring First Lady of Aggieland. You can visit Reveille 8 at the Alumni Center next Wednesday from 4 until 6. 2 weeks from Saturday, the Corps of Cadets has its final review, which will be the first official appearance of Reveille 9. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 70 degrees. This look at news brought to you by College Station Medical Center. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less, because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge, only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
At Brazos Valley Floor and Design, when we make a promise, we keep it. That's why we offer the best warranties in the business, including a no-questions-asked guarantee.
We know a flooring purchase is a big deal, and we want you to be completely satisfied.
We can do that because we have the most experience around and over a million square feet of inventory to choose from. At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we offer the largest selection at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. Is it time for an upgrade? Come shop our large selection of new and certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We have what you're looking for at a nice guy price. Your new ride is ready for you at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys on Highway 6 at University Drive.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
7:38. Good morning. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Mostly cloudy for today. A shower or thunderstorm may pop up this afternoon. Highs around 85. Right now, all the activities up around Dallas. Showers and thunderstorms are possible tonight. They could be strong. Overnight lows around 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy, a threat for showers and thunderstorms during the day tomorrow, 85. Any storms end tomorrow night, lows near 70. Sunny and hot Saturday. Temperatures going to work their way up to near 90 Saturday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a minute with A&M baseball gearing up for number one LSU tonight. A couple awards to A&M athletes. Got basketball from the NBA with the playoffs and more in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 12 minutes.
There you go. So they're looking at putting a female on the $20 bill.
Okay.
There's a push to get a woman on U.S. paper currency. Now, of course, we got Sacagawea, who got on the $1 coin, and that didn't work very well. Nothing personal.
Well, it was the dollar coin, that's why.
Yeah.
It wasn't Sacagawea's fault.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, so there's an organization called Women on 20s. It's hoping to change the way things are. They published a list of game-changing women who they believe should replace Andrew Jackson as the face of the $20 bill. And last year, President Obama said in a speech in Missouri that he received a letter from a young girl suggesting a long list of women to put on the currency.
I'm open to the idea.
Okay, but just to slide off into an exit lane here for a second.
Fine.
Yesterday was Earth Day, is that right?
It was.
Okay. The president made an address about, you know, global warming and humans messing that up. He did that in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Well, did he get there in a Prius? I'm just saying. You know, you roll a 747, then they roll a backup 747, then they roll one to put the car in there and all the other stuff.
Now, Scott, so, he's got a busy schedule.
I understand, but at some
point. And if anyone should, it should be him.
Right, but shouldn't the greenies...
I'm not even being sarcastic.
Yeah, I know, but shouldn't the greenies say something about that? Wouldn't it have been better if he just got in a Prius and drove to Bethesda and made a statement over there?
No, because by going to Florida and announcing it there, he does so much more good for all the people who would listen to him. He's more effective that way.
So I was talking to Cliff Howard the other day. We're just random conversation, and apparently there's a reality show about the Miami airport.
What?
Which, well, if you think about it, that's a pretty bizarre place. I mean, not only is it a gateway city, but it's a gateway city to a lot of folks down in Central America where things are a little bit different, where they want to bring their iguanas with them or whatever, and then all that other
stuff. Plus, most of the scripts will start with a Florida man.
Exactly, yeah. But apparently a throwaway fact in this show was that President Obama has flown into the Miami airport 53 times.
Must really like one of those golf courses there.
Just saying, 53 times. I don't know. Anyway, so let's get back to where we were. Some of the women who they are looking at who they think might be good to be on the $20 bill. Alice Paul, who headed the National Women's Party for 50 years, a 10-year campaign led to the women's right to vote. Betty Friedan, the National Organization of Women. Shirley Chisholm, first African-American elected to Congress. Sojourner Truth, born into slavery and escaped into freedom. Rachel Carson, Silent Spring. Rosa Parks, Montgomery bus boycott. Barbara Jordan, Texas congressman. Clara Barton, the nurse. Harriet Tubman, made 19 trips back into the South as an Underground Railroad conductor. Susan B. Anthony, I think she's already had her shot. I don't think she gets another one.
Well, no, so that's another one that wasn't fair, though, because that was stupid money. It looked like a quarter that was a dollar.
Well, again, that's it, yeah. Eleanor Roosevelt, kind of interesting. Elizabeth Candy, Katie Stanton, the woman behind the Seneca Falls Convention in 1884. The one I liked the best was the elected deputy chief of the Cherokee Nation. Her name, Wilma Mankiller.
Yeah. Whoa.
No, I'm not comfortable. Wow. I'm not comfortable with that.
I like that.
I bet the Rad Fems love that
Yeah,
one.
I think that's a Rad Fems. Listen to you. I like that. Oh, so anyway, so I went to look up the thing on assassination.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it's true.
Whoa.
Now, the word assassin had already appeared in a play. What we were talking about, folks, is words that eventually made it into our everyday use that came from Shakespearean plays. Other words, addiction. He came up with that. Belongings, cold-blooded, eventful, eyeball, fashionable, inaudible, manager. If not for Shakespeare, think about that. Who would you be complaining about?
Yeah, but would all those words really be so popular if they didn't force all the high schoolers to read his books?
Yeah, we got to stop that. Here's what I didn't know. Newfangled. That was Shakespeare.
Or Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, which sounds kind of, you know, old-fashioned now, but at least at the time. So. There you go. We're just trying to give you a little culture here this morning. Doing what we can.
Yeah, we do. We does what we can does.
Answering his critics on his TV show in an episode scheduled to air today, Dr. Oz says, quote, "We will not be silenced. We will not give in." In addition to hosting his daily show, Dr. Oz is a...
shill. Sorry.
No, that's all right. He's a cardiothoracic surgeon and vice chair of the surgery department at Columbia University. And there are a lot of folks at Columbia who are not happy about that at all. And they kind of started a letter-writing campaign. In a letter sent to the university last week, the group of doctors demanded that Oz be removed from his faculty position.
Because he's a shill.
In the letter that's gone public, the doctors accused him of promoting, quote, quack treatments. U.S. News and World Report says Columbia has refused to remove Oz, citing academic freedom. Academic freedom.
Oh, my God.
He does seem to be, but don't know everything about it, but at least on the surface, he does seem to tie himself to things that might be considered to be a little bit non-traditional.
I just stumbled across a meme of President Obama that says, "I've instructed the Forest Service to plant magic trees that give away free stuff."
Hi, I'm Brian Wyndham.
And I'm Allison Wyndham. And we're Wyndham Construction. Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Wyndham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Wyndham Construction, 324-8596.
In business, the quality of product you provide means everything to your success. Professionally communicating that message to your new customers is what we do. We are Frame by Frame, the Brazos Valley's premier film and video production company. We help businesses succeed by delivering the highest quality professional visual media for broadcast and the internet. Improve your image and message. Frame by Frame, film and video production at 979-690-6956 or visit fxfinc.com.
Why should you choose Elms Orthodontics? Dr. Troy Elms is great at what he does. Since 1991, he's been creating beautiful smiles. He can take your smile from now to wow using the latest equipment and treatment for children, teens, and adults. Elms Orthodontics also offers the Orthomobile for your student-aged child and convenient payment plans, too. Go to drelms.com and check out our now to wow images. Schedule your appointment, meet our great team, and get one step closer to that beautiful smile. 693-6300.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Sooner or later, every home needs a good spring cleaning. But have you ever thought your marriage could use one as well? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. After several years of living in the South, author Kim Weir began looking forward to spring cleaning. But it wasn't the tradition of spring cleaning that inspired her. It was the allergic reaction to all the pollen in the air. That's when she realized marriages can often be, in her words, plagued by irritants. Pressures at work, raising children, and financial stress can all lead to petty annoyances that, over time, grow into serious relational problems. To keep things fresh, Kim offers 3 suggestions. First, declutter. Agree on at least one thing that you can cut out of your schedules to minimize stress. Also, eliminate grudges. If you need to work through deeper hurts, don't be afraid to ask for help. Second, polish. As Kim says, care for yourselves like you did when you longed to catch each other's eye. Commit to focused communication as well, face-to-face, no distractions, including fewer text messages. Third, make room. Take time for just the two of you, even if it means squeezing in a 5-minute walk here or there. If you're traveling, talk by phone or webcam. Every relationship could use a good spring cleaning from time to time. Taking a few moments to sweep away the dust can leave you breathing easier and your marriage stronger. To help your family thrive, go to focusonthefamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
I'm Lester Holt with NBC Nightly News.
And I'm Chuck Todd with Meet the Press.
We know you can't always watch on our schedule,
so that's why we are always available on yours.
With video on demand, you can watch NBC Nightly News.
And Meet the Press.
Any day of the week.
Any time of the day.
In-depth reporting on the day's top stories from NBC Nightly News.
And political conversations, insight, and analysis from Meet the Press.
Watch our latest broadcast anytime
with video on demand.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Find a relaxed position to let go of the time you left your daughter's blouse in the dryer too long and it shrunk four sizes, or when you donated her private diary to the public library. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Pretty clear that travel is not as efficient as it used to be. Well, you know, you can at least take some of the stress out of it with GroundShuttle.com. GroundShuttle.com has four trips a day to Hobby. They have 10 trips a day to Intercontinental. They have regular pickups at Easterwood Airport, or they can pick you up at your home or office if you make arrangements ahead of time. And what you do is commute in comfort in luxury shuttles that have power outlets and reclining seats, and Wi-Fi is coming soon. But most importantly, it's dependable. You don't end up missing a connection because something that's out of your control happened. Be able to sit back, relax, get there on time so that you can always make your connection. GroundShuttle.com, call them at 855-303-4415, or you can have a look at the schedule and, in fact, book your shuttle online at groundshuttle.com, and they also offer charter service as well. So take the stress out, make it more fun, more efficient to travel by using groundshuttle.com. Again, 855-303-4415, or go to groundshuttle.com for scheduling and more information.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. Texas A&M baseball and the LSU Tigers meet in a battle of teams who share the top spot in the SEC's overall standings and the SEC Western Division. Both squads enter the fray with a 12-5 mark in league play, and they sit one half game ahead of the Eastern Division teams. Coach Rob Childress is looking forward to A&M going to LSU for the first time in 2 years.
I know our guys are going to embrace the challenge and look forward to playing in that environment and that facility against that team. And you know, our guys are familiar with them. They're familiar with us. It ought to be an exciting, exciting weekend.
Junior right-hander Grayson Long set to get the start for the Aggs. LSU sends sophomore lefty Jared Posch. First pitch today, 6:30, tomorrow, 7, and then on Saturday at 1 o'clock, all those games on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Audio there, by the way, courtesy of TexAggs. The Texas Collegiate League is just over a month away from starting their season, and the Brazos Valley Bombers added Oklahoma State's Ramey Reed and Jacob Chappell and Cowley Community College's Garrett Bangs to the 2015 roster. Bombers will open their season May 28th at the Woodland Strikers. The area track meet at College Station Cougar Stadium, originally scheduled for Friday, was bumped up to today because of weather concerns. Things get started this morning at 10:30. In the NBA playoffs, Tim Duncan scored 28 points as the defending champ San Antonio Spurs beat the Los Angeles Clippers 111-107 in overtime to knot the series at one game apiece. The Spurs blew a 10-point lead in the third and fourth quarters and got into overtime on a pair of free throws by Patty Mills with just 8 seconds left. Duncan attributed the breakdown to the time off between the regular season and the playoffs.
More than anything, too many days off there and just coming in, and they jumped on us. They were rusty too for about 3.5 quarters, and then they took off. We got that out of our system, played much better tonight.
Game 3 is tomorrow night at 9:30 in San Antonio. Mike Conley and Courtney Leach each scored 18 points, and the Memphis Grizzlies beat the Portland Trailblazers 97-82 to take a 2-0 lead in the NBA Western Conference playoffs. The Atlanta Hawks lead Brooklyn 2-0 after their 96-91 victory over the Nets. And we'll wrap up the NBA portion with bad news for the Mavericks. Down 0-2 to the Houston Rockets in the first round. Wednesday, things got a little more gloomy.
My understanding is that surgery is a certainty, and that surgery will happen. And you never want to hear that, but at this point in time, it appears to be an absolute.
Mavs head coach Rick Carlisle initially said Chandler Parson was out for the first round. Now it looks like he will indeed miss the rest of the playoffs. But wait, there's more unpleasantness for the Mavs. Rajon Rondo, who may be leaving the Mavericks in the summer as a free agent, is now, according to ESPN, out indefinitely after injuring his back in Game 2. Mavs and Rockets tomorrow. They'll tip things off in Dallas at 7. In Major League Baseball, J.A. Happ earned his first win with the Mariners as the Seattle bullpen held off the Houston Astros 3-2. Happ gave up 2 runs in 8 hits in 7 1/3 innings. Houston's in Oakland tomorrow. They'll start things at 9:05. Archie Bradley pitched 6 effective innings to lift the Arizona Diamondbacks to an 8-5 win over the Texas Rangers. Bradley walked 5 in the first 3 innings but proved to be effectively wild. He held the Rangers to a run and 2 hits. Texas is in L.A. for the Angels tomorrow at 9:05. The NFL has suspended defensive end Greg Hardy for 10 games for conduct detrimental to the league. Hardy joined the Cowboys as a free agent this year. Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, cited, quote, sufficient, credible evidence that Hardy engaged in conduct that violates NFL policies in multiple respects and with aggravating circumstances, end quote. Mike Fisher from CBS Dallas said that if the Cowboys knew it was going to be that long of a suspension, they probably would have passed on Hardy in free agency.
The Cowboys don't feel good about this at all. I would make the argument that if the Cowboys knew there was going to be a 10-game suspension coming down, they would have never gone here in the first place.
An NFL investigation concluded that Hardy used physical force against his then-girlfriend at least 4 times. And finally, a federal judge has approved a potential $1 billion, with a B, billion-dollar plan to resolve thousands of NFL concussion lawsuits filed by retired players. The NFL expects 6,000 of the nearly 20,000 retired players to suffer from Alzheimer's disease or moderate dementia someday. And that's your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Action Sports is introducing the 2015 Kawasaki Strong Mule Pro FTX, the fastest, most powerful mule side-by-side ever. Whether pushing the limits out on the toughest terrain or helping to carry the load on your property or worksite, these off-road vehicles will get the job done. The Mule Pro FTX features a convertible 3-6 passenger transcam and a full-ton towing capacity. And all 2015 Kawasaki Strong side-by-sides come standard with a factory 3-year warranty. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. In real estate, technology is vital. That's why RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
Good morning, about 3 minutes till Newstalk 1620, WTAW, next hour. Inventions that could change the world. So, Vlade Divac, okay, used to play for the Lakers and the Kings, basketball player. Originally from Serbia, and he sounds like it.
Yes, he does.
Recently hired by Waze, W-A-Z-E, to record turn-by-turn navigation voiceover for a navigation app. Okay. I guess if you need a Serbian accent.
Sure.
So Vladi's there and available for that. All right. So, hey, beer boy, are you here?
No, he's not.
Craft beers are annihilating the world's supply of hops. A hop specialist named Steve Miller from Cornell University. He's a hops specialist. That's pretty good. He says, the demand is unprecedented. Craft brewing is sucking up every pound of hops, and the U.S. growers cannot expand fast enough. Apparently, hops consumption has nearly quadrupled in the past decade, thanks in part to the popularity of the super hoppy India Pale Ales, which now account for about a fifth of the craft beer market. Because domestic hop growers can't keep up, local craft breweries are giving rise to small single-acre hops growing operations all across the United States. Popular Science says there